Hey guys, you're welcome to another thrilling episode of the Squash Podcast with Mabel. Hope you are doing good. This month, we are on the relationship series talking about everything lovey-dovey thingy-thingy. I'm not hating, but you know, it's just all these people in relationships and stuff. It's fine. It's not a must to play the game, you know. Sitting by the sidelines and watching is not so bad. Ignore me. Yes, this is another episode. We talked about secrets to being a good girlfriend or a good wife. If you haven't listened to that episode, do check it out. I promise it will make your day. Today on the show, we are talking about dating. Let's put it like that. Date them all till one is consistent. I saw that post on Instagram and I'm like, okay. Okay, it's something I wanna talk about. I wanna discuss. You know, before I start practicalizing the things in my head, let me know what other people think about it. So, joining me to talk about this episode is your one and only. You love her. You know her. Ade, welcome.
Hi. Can I just say again, I don't like how you introduce me, Mabel.
How do you want to be introduced?
Hi, guys. It's the very lovely Des Iari, preferably the coolest Des you all know and love.
Ugh. Ugh. Please. Please. Stop it.
You're just a hater. It's not my fault you're single. I didn't break up with you. I didn't steal your man. Why are you being grouchy?
First off, no one.
I heard your opening statement.
No one broke up with me. I just decided to take some time off.
Serve the breakfast.
Guys, ignore Ade. You know, nobody can break up with me. I'm a speck now, full blown speck.
That's why I say you're the one who does the breaking up. You're the heartbreaker.
I know. I don't do that either. You know, we just drift.
So you just ghost them? Mabel.
I'm trying to, you know, I'm working on my communicating skills. Anyways, let's talk. Let's talk about today's topic. Date them all till one is consistent. Now, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
No. What do you think? Oh my God. No. I would never, first of all, I think that's a bad idea. That's terrible advice. It's not the worst advice I've ever gotten, but it's terrible advice. Because first of all, STDs, oh my God. Ugh. Secondly, do you want to be associated with so many people sexually? Like even the most coded of guys, somehow, somebody will still know somebody will still find out something. And I don't know. I don't like to be everywhere, Sha. Or rather, I like controlling how people see me when I'm everywhere. So, no. I think the reason why some of us advise that you date the multiple one is consistent is because we want to get the best of all worlds. Because of course, when a guy asks you out and you say no, it's one of two things. He either agrees to be your friend or he decides to never speak to you again.
But that because never happens. Probably, they never agree to be your friend. Nope. They have enough friends.
I have guys. That's not true. I know guys that would, you know, still want to be your friend. Like, it doesn't change. It's probably because they like you as a person. Probably, like, they knew you, then they had feelings for you, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But anyways, let's not go into that. Please, you're going to have to forgive me. I have a horrible cold. This weather is messing with me. So, as I was saying, because you don't want to miss out on having the attention of all these people, because it's not just girls that do this, guys do this too. So you now advise that, oh, okay, don't put all your eggs in one basket, whichever. And I feel that's so unfair.
Because
some of them might be players or doing it for selfish reasons, but then you don't have to be like everybody. If a guy comes to you and you are not ready, even if he's the cutest thing on earth, he's not the one. Finish. Even if you don't think he's the person you want to end up with, why do you want to waste his time and resources for Gucci bags and trips to Milan? Oh my God, now that I say that, I understand why. But okay. Still.
Okay. It's good you understand more.
I think it's just a really selfish way to live your life, trying not to miss out on what you think you deserve. And frankly, you don't deserve it. You deserve one person at a time. Finish. All the rest is just, imagine, like, really, imagine that one day, one girl tweeted about how she was trying to be flirty with, like, three of her men, and then Twitter turned it into a group chat. Like, imagine just waking up and seeing you and three other girls on a group chat with your boyfriend. I beg. Some things are unnecessary, please. It's bad advice. Finish. What do you think?
I think it's not a bad advice, and it's not a good advice if we're talking about morals. The thing is, you mentioned STDs and stuff. First off, date them all doesn't mean you have to open your legs to all of them. Woman, man, have some dignity. What is wrong with you?
So how do men now think you're dating them if you're not having sex with them? This is 2022. Mm-hmm. Unless you're teenagers, the average man, and maybe he's like a pastor or something. Yes, there are a few good guys, maybe like 3%. But most guys feel like once you start dating at some point, even if not immediately, they expect mm-hmm. you to have sex with them.
Okay, so the next episode, we're going to talk on dating and courtship. But before we go, what is, let's talk about a bit of it on this episode. What is dating? I think, what is dating? When you hear the term dating, we hear it every time, every now and then. What is dating?
Dating, wait, should I like personalize it or generalize it?
Any you want.
Okay, I'm going to personalize it. Dating should be an exclusive relationship with your best friend or one of your best friends. I think it's just, you know, you get to, you have, this person is your friend, yeah? Like, regardless. But then there are now certain things or inside jokes that you have with them that you don't have with anyone else. It's just that one special person that you want to give all your time and attention. The one person that you want to annoy you because you love them that much. That's what dating should be.
Aww.
Okay. But generalizing it is, you know, mm-hmm. being with somebody until you get married.
Being with someone until you get married. Okay. Let me give the Wikipedia definition. Dating is a stage of romantic relationships whereby two people meet socially with the aim of each assessing the other's suitability as a prospective partner in a future intimate relationship. Now, the relationship and the, okay, let's leave relationship. The generation we are in, dating and this definition is very, very different. As you said, dating is in the world we are in today, you are bound to get sexual at one point. That is dating, right? Ade?
Sorry, can I get that again? I'm here, but my network. Can I get that again? Okay.
So I said, in your definition, dating at one point, you must get sexual, correct?
No, I'm not saying it's a must, but in this time and age, a lot of people feel like it's a criteria. There are people who wait until marriage, and that's fine too.
Okay. When you say, okay, you meet a guy that likes you, yeah? And you guys go out. What's that? What's it called?
When we go out?
Yeah.
It depends on my relationship with the guy. If it's a normal friend, we're hanging out.
He likes you.
And he likes me, but he did not tell me, like, he did not call it what it is.
And he wants you guys to go out.
Then we're hanging out, Nye. If you ask me, like, can I take you on a date? We're not going on a date.
Okay, if we actually... just hanging out. It's that word I'm looking for, date. You guys went out on a date. You're not dating, but you are getting to know each other. So I'm going to come from that aspect, because the first, the statement is in twos, or the topic is in twos. Let me put it like that. Date all of them. That's one. Two, till one is consistent. Before you say yes to a guy, I mean, since he's supposed to be consistent, before you say yes, there are some certain traits that, you know, it's okay for me to, so yes, he's consistent enough. So I think what that statement meant by date all of enough. Them, it's, see, before you say yes to a guy, right, before you say, okay, I'll date this guy, I'll be in a relation, an exclusive relationship with this guy, there are things that you might have seen that makes you stay, right, that makes you say yes out of all the other dudes.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so I feel what that statement meant, or what it means, is when it says date all of them to one is consistent, is using your words, it's not good, let me put it like that, it's not good to put all your eggs in one basket. See, we're in a, okay, my listeners are gonna start looking at me somehow, but this is it. There are a lot of people that like you. So definitely you are not going to jump into the boat with the first person that likes you, right? Would you?
You can if you want to. If you want to. It's your life. You're the only one who gets to enjoy it.
Even in the 1980s, it wasn't done.
Why? Why are people so scared? Like, what are we so scared of missing out? So you don't want to date the first guy who comes to you because you think there are other ones out there. There would always be other ones out there.
It's not that you think there are other ones. There are just some things that go beyond I like you. Matching your words. It's not just about feelings at the end of the
day. That's very important. Yes, exactly.
So because you like me doesn't mean I'm just going to start dating you. You're not the first person to like me. There are 5 other guys in my DMs telling me they like me. What is so different about you? Do you get where I'm coming from?
I love that Benny has like 5 guys in her DMs, but God damn desert.
I was just trying to make, Mama, what's the word? I was trying to make an instance, right?
It's not an instance anything. That instance was not even premeditated. You just talk on direct.
My mom said she's worried. Okay, but what I'm saying is I think that is what it means by date them all till one is consistent. I like you, I like you, I like you, I like you. All of you are saying the same thing. But till one person is going to go the extra mile, I'll keep listening to what you have to say. I'm not giving anything. There's no how I'm...
So are you saying the moment a guy expresses feelings, romantic feelings towards you, you're automatically dating him until you decide if he's serious?
No, I am not dating him. That's the thing.
What are the rules behind this date them all if you're not going to do the actual things you do when you're dating someone?
That's why I asked. If a person likes you and he takes you out, you guys go on a date. Doesn't mean you guys are dating.
No, we're not dating yet.
You're not dating yet. If one of us doesn't ask, there's an answer, right?
We're not dating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying how I interpret that message now.
Okay, so you're saying
Okay, that's a better word. You're interpreting it in the sense that you're dating
in the four official people, sense.
You're cooking for all of them.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Your legs for all of them. What is that? You don't have home training. That's just wrong. That is,
they don't have home training.
That is plain wrong. But I'm interpreting it in the sense that, okay, you like me and I want to get to know you before I actually determine if I want to take it to the next level. As I said in the other episode, we are now in the era where we both get to choose. Nobody wants to settle. So till I'm very sure, exactly. So till I'm very sure you are what I want and I am what you want, it's fine. Give me your proposal. Try everything. I want you to be my wife. I want you to be the mother of my kids. I want you to, yes, tell me all that needs to be
said. Open your mouth and say what you want.
Do you get it? I'm in the business of sell yourself, sell your business. Talk it. Tell me what I want to hear. But the thing is, it doesn't mean that I'm dating you. And even you as a guy, you know that you're basically shooting your shot. You're trying to get this girl to buy into this this version of you. Let me put it like that. You guys are not dating. But as you know, when couple of years back, we'll see that this guy is dating, is talking to this girl. And he like mm-hmm. he has a girlfriend one side. Would you mm-hmm. say he's dating all of them?
Yes, no. If he mm-hmm. asks them all out, or they start to subconsciously
He's shooting his shot. He's selling his market. Exactly. He's selling his market. It's mm-hmm. not up to the ladies. We are the choosers, right?
Sometimes some women ask men out, but yeah, we are the choosers.
Yes, that happens. But we will determine if it's a yes or a no. So it's fine to get to know them before you say yes. It's fine if, okay, these are all the guys asking me out, but I only see a future with one of them. It's one person that actually has what I'm looking for, and then I choose that person. It doesn't mean I'm dating all of them. I'm getting to know all of them because I don't want to rush into it, say yes, and you start being. That is where I'm coming from. You're going to market. Are you just going to see one dress and say, okay, yes, this is my size. I've taken it and I've gone home. Let me see if this woman has. Let me see if I know I'm sounding very, very, very somehow, but that is the way I interpret that message. It's fine for you to
get to know them.
Yeah, it's fine for you to listen to what they have to say. It's fine for you to get to know these people. And if you figure out along the way that, okay, this is the person for you, this is the person you choose. I believe very much in exclusive relationships. So definitely I won't even do the whole date all of them. I've seen all of you and I don't want. Is this one person I want? You, I've singled you out from the crowd. Come with me. Yes, you have found glory. The Lord has visited your household. That kind of thing. But you do get where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. No, I understand you better now.
I don't believe in. I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine yesterday, and I'm like, you saying you like a girl, it's not new. You don't just expect that because you like this person should just hands open and it doesn't work
like
that
when
way
they
anymore.
Say men have audacity, he just feels like the moment he gives you his attention, why should you not respond? And women need to feel like that too. Even if they are giving me your attention, I don't want it. Bye-bye.
It's not even about not wanting it. It's aside from your attention, what else is there? What else is there to you? Because it's and you're like, you're carrying your shoulders, I'm a keeper, or every girl would want to date me.
Every girl.
I do not want you. You have nothing. The only thing you have is fine face and a slick tongue. But aside from that, it's just words coming out of your mouth. Okay, what can you do in the long run? How can you make me a better person? How can we work together? How can we function as a couple? But nothing. In no day, you're not telling me anything. You're just telling me I like you. Who cares? I don't.
Wahala.
It goes with
that. I can hear the passion in your voice.
Yeah, because I'm sick and tired of hearing all this. I like you.
No, so am I, dear, but wow.
I think it goes beyond, people don't understand that it goes beyond feelings. Feelings change.
Isn't you that can't like today
and tomorrow you won't like me. You like me maybe because like of me. The dress that I'm carrying, and tomorrow you see me with all back, you don't like me again.
That's correct. But I don't know, is it that we don't know or that we ignore it?
We ignore it. We do know. It's just we put this picture in our head, this happy moment that, okay, for the long run, you could get there.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel it's just, and the thing is, one thing I've noticed these days, yeah, when I said, when you you said there, you have a friend, a guy that asked you out, and he agreed to be a friend and all. So there's this, I think was that last month or last 2 months, yeah? So there was a guy I started talking with, and he was like, he likes me and all of that. I'm like, okay, but I want to get to know you. And his statement was, you can never really know a person. Yes, we know that. You can never fully, even when you're married
Red
for
flag.
50 years.
Red flag.
We'll always know each other. Wait now. We'll always continue to know each other. And I'm like, I understand. I understand, but I can't just, because you like me and you want me to be your girlfriend, just say yes. Let us get to know each other. I think that's where the term courtship now comes in. No, courtship is if you're preparing for marriage, self. But at that stage before you actually say yes, you know that stage where you butter, you're throwing your, you're giving your good sides. When you're getting to know if this person is actually somebody you want to date, because we're in a generation where you just see anybody on the internet and you're buying that person's picture. Oh, this person is pretty. This person is nice. This person has money. Okay, I want to date you. Ha. Do you know they're pursuing a person from village? Okay, when we're out, how are you treating? We go out on a date. How do you treat the person that comes to serve us food? That matters to me. How do you treat people that are not in the same class as you? When a child comes and is misbehaving in your front, how do you react to that situation? When this is said, how do you handle this? When I'm angry, how will you handle this? When I need your, I need you to be at my corner. How do you, as a friend first, because you won't date, you're not going to date your enemy now. You're going to date your friend, somebody you are comfortable with.
So also, when you are hungry, how do you behave?
Because
some people are meant when they are hungry, me inclusive.
Imagine. So it's that stage. People want to skip that stage. It's bypassed. Nobody wants to do that getting to know. It's not about, please. Make it sense.
Can I just say, I think one reason... I completely agree with everything that you said, you know, getting to know you before I decide if I want to be exclusive with you. I think a lot of us need to realize, especially those of us who are actively trying to, you know, grow and be better, those of us who are working on self-development, we need to realize that I might be good for you doesn't necessarily mean you might be good for me. And I'm not talking like financially, career-wise, academically, like, because let's say I'm someone who has been depressed before and I've gotten to that point where I'm over it. I know what triggers me and I'm trying not to be that person anymore. The one very fine, rich, chocolate-looking gym enthusiast comes to me, but then he has certain issues that he hasn't worked with, which might be triggers for me. Regardless of how much I feel about him, I'm gonna have to like stay away. Unless I'm willing to go back to being that depressed person that I was, which is not how you move forward. I think we always need to consciously put ourselves first. I'm not saying I now have to like ghost the guy or whatever. I can decide to help him get better, but as a friend, then now see if I want to date this person, because you can't help somebody if they're not willing to be saved now. But again, we need to always realize that when it comes to relationships, is this person good for me? Am I good for this person? Am I going to drag this person down? Is this person going to drag me down? Am I willing to get better for them? Are they willing to get better for me? Because the rate at which we are converting relationships to poverty alleviation schemes and battle of the hottest Instagram pictures is quite alarming. Like, this is 2022, man. We have real goals now. We should be moving past these things. We're trying to make this money. And how are you going to make this money if your partner is not giving you peace? Please, let's know what we're doing in these relationships. But yeah, I agree with you. Date them more until one is consistent. See who is actually worth the stress before you decide to, because relationships are stressful, before you get into them.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine to be friends. Let's put it like that. Because when we're using the term dating, it's, you know, people start to think that, okay, yes, you're doing the whole, you know, the whole package, the whole thing that comes with the dating word. It's fine to be friends and get to know these people. It's fine to
know people. I feel like you even enjoy people best as friends before relationships, because when you're in a relationship with someone, you're only trying to impress them. You just want to give them more reasons to love you. But when you're their friend, it's like, I know that I can screw up around you. I know I can be my best self around you. And it's much easier to love them that way. And that's why, like, I feel like that's why some guys, like, would tell you, Omo, you see this girl, eh? Like, I'm sorry, but I can't let her go. Like, this is my friend for life. Because you are so free around this person. Now imagine dating that person. But if you just meet them and you start dating them, you're only seeing the package, them in a suit, them trying to be everything you want them to be. You're not letting them be who they are. And then you don't get to be who you are. You just start impressing and then you get tired. It's like, that's how I be.
Like, you have to, but people get mind though. Like, I applaud I applaud the balls men have, especially because it's, in your words, the audacity. You just meet somebody and you want to date them. You don't know them.
If the occasional needs to run mad.
You don't know.
No, it's true.
These are scary times. These are scary times.
You have an ex I should be afraid of? Do you have a baby mama that I should block off my social media? Do you have a daddy I should be scared of? Do you have a mom I should avoid?
I want to date you.
You get fine face and vibe. Inshallah, we'll figure it out on the way. I'm not figuring out nothing. Tell me where I'm going to before I'm your ride or die. Don't be saying we go. And this is my life, please. I need to enjoy it.
It's not just mouth talk, because when you tell some people I want to get to know you, and then they'll now start, you know, it's like you go to an interview and it's like, tell me about yourself. Okay, ask me, what do you want to know? Let me tell you now.
Do you get, it's like you're literally applying. I feel like guys feel like it's an application. That's probably why they also do that whole, do you know how many women would do this for me? Because, you know, like, imagine when you're applying to a job, yeah, you know, you have to put in your CV and then there are other applicants. So if they try to get one person and the person isn't available, they just go for the next person. So guys just really feel like they're the ultimate prize. But really, they're not the ones with the really nice asses.
I think we need to not settle, but guys and girls, we need to actually take time. I think if you're friends with the person you intend to date, or if you spend time getting to know this person before dating them, there are a lot of issues that can avoided. Like, if I say, okay, we're getting to know each other as friends now, and then notice you have anger issue, and my own head used to touch. Meaning, say you one day you go beat me, one day I go break bottle for your head. These are things, there are signs, there are things that you spot while as friends, before you even say
God
yes.
God help any man. Like, this is an open threat. God help any man. Please, let's not even go there. You want to hit me, I want to break bottle on your head. Maybe live to see such.
You know, I want to finish Blood Sisters before I even comment on that movie. I started episode one yesterday. I want to finish, then I will revisit. I will give my own 2 cents on that movie. For those of you that haven't or that don't know what I'm talking about, check on Netflix, Blood Sisters. Check.
I'm gonna
and have family meeting. See it. You should see it.
I should. I would. Yeah. I really would.
Well, guys, this is basically the time we have for this episode. It is fine for you to...
Hold on, babe, I have one question. Please. So, like, this is 2022, yeah, where people are, like, really don't give a shit about the unnecessary things. So I just have to ask. Have you ever asked a guy out? Oh, wait, is mommy still there?
Oh, yeah, she's here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's fine. She doesn't mind.
Oh, okay.
She's one of us.
Mommy 2.2.
I think it's hitting you.
How are you, Ade?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so I think I'll tell my mom to answer this question for us. So, Mama, Ade asked, she said, in this generation, how do you ask a guy out? First, is it fine to ask a guy out?
Personally?
I think we should start from there.
I think, don't forget, huh? Let's not forget, in as much as we are learning from other nationalities, we are learning from other, how do you call them?
Cultures.
Other cultures, okay? Let's not forget that basically we are Africans. Don't take that out of anything we are doing. Let's not forget that. Okay. Now let's go to the question. Is it okay to ask a guy out? Forget about what you see on Instagram and everything. It is a man's job to pursue you. A man is a hunter. It's very simple. A man, it's in his blood, it's in his DNA to hunt you. He sees something he likes and he goes for it. It is not in our DNA. What's in our DNA is to take care of that hunter. It's basic. It's very simple. But now when we try to, okay, be the hunter, you see a guy, very fine looking guy out there and everything. And then you go up to him and you say, wow, I like you. Would you like to date me? People do it. Okay. But then still 95% of people don't do it because it's not in them. There's nothing wrong in you doing that. But when you check maybe the percentage of people that the relationship was actually successful, it would be very, very low. Believe me, from my point of view, anyway. Why it would be low is this, because after everything is the novelty has worn off from the guy will be proud. Oh, this girl asked me out. Oh, this girl asked me out. Oh, this girl says she likes me. After everything is said and done, his pride will kick in. It's in his DNA to ask you out. That's just the way it's made. So no matter how much you see the guy on the street, you like him, you like him, you find him hot, Mama, just walk past and do something to make him notice you.
Exactly.
He will come and tell you, oh, hello, can I buy you a drink? Why do ladies go to club and buy themselves a drink? Or why do they go to parties and buy themselves a drink? Just to sit down, just to catch that guy's attention. Even when you watch movies, even American movies, when you watch movies, they go there, they sit down, they get themselves a drink, and they look at the man, you know, just... And the man will come to them and say, hello, ladies, can I buy you ladies a drink?
Uh-huh.
It's automatic.
Shots fired.
You just need to find a way to grab his attention. No need to try to hunt him. Mm-mm. It's not your job. It's his job. And then he keeps doing it because he's hunting you. You make the case more... Honey, what's that word? You make the case more interesting. Except if you're a sugar mommy and you have the money and you have everything and you see one young dude, you know you want to spend your money on. Only in that case is it allowed for you to go and hunt him because you know what you're looking for. But as a young, fine girl that you know, Omo, I have things guys will want. You just go there, bend down nicely. If you have the booty like they have on Instagram these days, if you have the boobs like they have these days, you know, no matter how saintly, how holier than thou we all are, guys will always look at your boobs, look at your ass, look at your shape. It's very simple. That's the first thing. Before they even want to think of what's in your head, if you're intelligent or not.
Yay, mommy. Mother.
That catches the attention.
I actually agree with that.
And that's her two cents.
Can I just sound like an angry feminist and say that, again, the problem is men? The only reason why women are not allowed or women are advised to not now ask the men they like out is because the men will end up using it against them. Men, men. It is always men. Yes, it is always men.
Please, we do not support violence on this pod. We do not support violence.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't mind me.
This has been amazing. Any more comments? Are we close for today?
We're good. We're good on this end.
My mom wants to drop one more cent.
Okay, so drop one more cent, okay? Basically, I think what's happening in this generation is that ladies don't, ladies are beginning to know their worth. Okay, ladies are beginning to know their worth. They are beginning to know that I don't need a man to give me money. I don't need a man to make money. I can actually make money myself, okay? And then it becomes scary to the guys. To the guys in our own part of the world, rather, I will put it that way. Okay, it becomes scary. So they react differently because they don't know how to react now. A lady is no longer relying on them to, you know, to bring the bread and the butter on the table anymore. Now ladies are going out to get those things themselves. Now they have to meet up. They are finding it difficult to measure up. So basically, the ladies should know what they want. The guys should actually give the chances to understand that. Omo, it's a different ball game entirely now. Every lady is independently making her own money. So you should not be still remain in the old school days thinking and saying, I would handle her the same way. No, you have to handle her as you would handle yourself now. You're a man making money. She's a woman making money. Yes.
You need to have more to bring.
You need to have more to bring now. It's not the money anymore. It's not the money. It's not the body. It's nothing anymore. Now everybody is... That's the word.
We're all woke now.
It's all woke now. Serving breakfast and receiving breakfast. That's why it's beginning. It's now too much on the internet. Everybody, this one is going this way. This one is going this way because there's no middle ground anymore.
Yeah.
We are not meeting. There's nothing to meet up to. Alas.
Yes. Mama is done. So, guys, it goes beyond you having money. And women, it goes beyond you having a good body. You have to be able to bring more, equip yourself. Yes, that is the end of this episode. According to our date, I hope we have been able to convince you and not confuse you that it is okay to get to know these people before you actually say yes. You are a gold mine. You are amazing. You're not meant to settle. Don't let anybody cajole you into doing something that you actually haven't sat properly to think about. Okay, babies, I love you. Talk to you in the next episode every Sunday, 10 p.m.